This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
One more time.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Good. This day in our faith and this church is all about an empty tomb and an empty cross. And the world in which we proclaim this gospel of emptiness, unfortunately, is an empty world filled with a lot of empty lives. In fact, the truth is that because there's an entertainment show on television that peers into the lives of people who hoard everything from food to stuffed animals and trash, gives all the evidence we need that there is an empty void longing to be filled. Some of those lives are even filled with resentment and anger and memories of past wrongs and all kinds of hurts that leave those who hoard these ills longing to be filled all the more. All of this is backward. It's a tomb that should be empty, not human lives. The one who filled that tomb came out to fill an empty world and empty lives. And we've got to get that right. And until we do, the cross isn't going to be empty either. Until we get that right, God's children will still be suffering. Until we put an end to greed, innocent people will still cry out in thirst, feeling abandoned by God because the mission we've been sent to accomplish is still not fulfilled. It's a cross that should be empty, not human lives. As this gospel goes, there are three people early in the morning on that first day, and they were feeling very empty. Broken hearts, broken dreams, sad, disappointed, fearful, and helpless, they came to that tomb. And they found an empty tomb. And suddenly, but slowly and surely, their lives were no longer empty. Together, their lives are filled with hope and a sense of mission, and they start running all over the place. It struck me this morning as I got here, the only reason any of you were running was to get out of the rain, okay? Maybe we don't get it yet. It's time to get moving, to start running. Our lives cannot be empty. What was promised to those people, they realized was going to come true. God had not left them. And the same truth applies to all of us. God's not left us. As the story goes, the burial cloths were left behind. And part of it was even rolled up in a place by itself. Those disciples observed this detail, and they did not forget it. Then John, years later, writing this gospel, he remembered that too. And he put that detail in this gospel. The description of what those people found in that tomb was important at the time because it put to rest that argument that the body of Jesus had been stolen. No one would have taken a dead body without the wrappings. It would have been to them disgusting. Had the body been stolen, it would have been taken wrapped up. No Jewish enemy would have touched a corpse. So that detail was important then, but you know it's still important today when we proclaim this gospel. 2 weeks ago, we proclaimed a gospel about wrappings. As Lazarus is called out of a tomb, he needs to be set free. And people are told to unbind him and let him go. Now, having been obedient to the Father, having faithfully put the Father's will before his own, Jesus rises up unbound a free man. And he leaves behind an empty cross and an empty tomb, so that your lives and mine will never, ever be empty. This is the day the Lord has made. Praise God.